Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to another edition of News and Views, and happy holidays. I'm Rob Schofield. Earlier this year, Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order to establish the Governor's Commission on Access to a Sound Basic Education to help North Carolina meet its duties under the state constitution, as underscored by the landmark Leandro case. In the coming year, the commission will assess North Carolina's ability to staff schools with competent, well-trained teachers and principals, as well as its commitment to providing adequate resources to public schools. Dr. Helen Ladd of Durham is a renowned education researcher at Duke University's Sanford School of Public Policy, and I spoke to her recently about her role on the Governor's Commission. Dr. Ladd, thank you for joining us. Welcome back to News and Views.
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, tell us about this new commission that Governor Cooper has put together that is attempting to breathe some life into the Leandro decision. There was this court decision, of course, of 20 years ago called Leandro that talked about sound basic education for all North Carolina children. Maybe really hasn't come to fruition. Tell us about the commission and your participation in it.
So this is an exciting opportunity, an important opportunity for us to bring the court case to fruition. The court made a clear statement that North Carolina has a constitutional responsibility to provide an education system that provides equal opportunities for all students. So this commission is set up to help the state figure out what to do. So it's an interesting situation because the plaintiffs, the people who brought the case to begin with, and the state, which is the defendant, have gotten together to say it's time to follow through on our commitment to the children in this state. So the governor has set up this commission with about 18 members that will work over the next 12 to 15 months or so, and the plaintiffs are selecting a group of consultants who can do some of the background work and provide information on what's going on in other states and in this state, with the idea of coming up with a comprehensive plan that will then go back to a judge, not the judge who was the judge at the time of the Leandro case, but a new judge who's a bit less familiar with all the issues. So the hope is that by having this commission with lots of people from different perspectives related to education will get the state back on track to fulfilling its responsibility.
It seems like a very hopeful development, but why do you think it's taken so long? What's been the delay these last two decades?
It's a complicated story because the first Leandro case was 1997, and that declared that the state did have a constitutional responsibility to provide a sound basic education, and that court case defined what a sound basic education was. Then there was another trial that went through 2004 to try to look at the situation in more detail in a specific county. That was Hope County. So part of the 20 years, there was still an ongoing court case. That ended in 2004. After 2004, there were policies put in place trying to fulfill the court's mandate that the state do more to provide an adequate education for all children. And in fact, the state did make some progress under the close supervision of the judge from the case, Judge Manning. So the state made progress, increased funding by about $1 billion between 2004 and 2009. But you remember what happened in 2009. We ended up with a recession, and that changed the ability or made it more difficult for the state to raise funds. And then we had a change in the legislature. So the support for additional funding and more equitable funding has just not been there. So it's now that we have a Democratic governor back in power recognizing the importance of education, both for the children of the state, but also for the future of the state, given the importance of education to economic development.
This has been happening in other states, right? There's a precedent for other states creating commissions and comprehensive plans to lift up their school system. There are some models out there for us to follow, perhaps.
Right. The reason other states have been active in this area is largely due to the courts. Courts in a number of states have turned to the legislature in those states and said, you have a responsibility, so get on with it. So you're exactly right. Over the last 15 years or so, there have been a number of states have taken action, have changed their school financing systems, have put more money into their financing systems. So this is not unique to North Carolina, but it's time for North Carolina to catch up and move forward.
We know that per pupil spending has actually been down in North Carolina over the last several years, but another big development in our schools has been the rise of charter schools and indeed of vouchers as well. But that seems to have played a big part in the story of education in North Carolina as well. How does that figure into this discussion going forward?
Well, we'll see how that plays out in the commission. You're exactly right to highlight the notion of charter schools, but it's not the only issue. There are some basic fundamental issues independent of the charter school issue. But if you think back to the situation in 1997, we didn't have charter schools at all then. So when the initial Leandro case was passed, charters didn't play a role. Now they do. And what charters do is put a focus on individual schools with some de-emphasis on what's happening at the district level. And our school finance system, the school finance systems in other states traditionally have focused directly on the districts. So the fact that we now have over 170 charter schools throughout the state is going to complicate the work of the commission.
Now, your commission is not the only one looking at education in North Carolina right now. There is a big study commission that's been launched at the General Assembly where they're also looking at funding of schools in North Carolina, although they're not looking at the overall question of adequacy of funding. They're just looking at how we divvy up the money we do spend. I take it that adequacy will remain an important part of the commission that you're a part of.
Yes. Let me just define the term adequacy, though, because this can be confusing to people who are not familiar with school finance issues. To some, the term adequacy might mean a minimum level of spending. You know, have adequate to get up to some minimum level. That's not the interpretation of adequacy in the academic or legal literature and in the court cases. Adequacy really refers to something much more ambitious. Sufficient funding, so think about adequacy as sufficient funding to provide equal educational opportunity to all children. So it's a much more ambitious notion than some people may first interpret it to be. But you're right, it does refer to the level of funding and the support systems and everything that goes with that to provide equal educational opportunity. Now, the legislative task force that you just referred to is, my understanding of it, is paying much less attention to the overall level of funding and support and focusing much more explicitly on the formula or the distributional aspects of the way the state provides aid or supports the various districts.
What happens next? The commission's going to go forward for several months. You said maybe even 18 months?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how long. So there's other group, a consultant who's being hired technically by the judge and will be working in conjunction with the consultant, but they're supposed to be doing some analysis, and I think they'll have a year to do their work. Mm-hmm. So while we'll be working hard during the next year at the same time that they're doing some of their technical work, our task is to take their report that is, according to the governor's notion, is to tell us what we need to do, and then the role of the commission is to determine how best to do it, how to implement this notion of adequate funding and supports so that all children have equal opportunity to learn.
And the hope is that if the commission and the various parties to the case actually come to some sort of agreement, we might actually get a court order directing the state to do the right thing when it comes to education. Is that really sort of the ultimate objective?
I believe that is the ultimate goal, but I want to caution you to say there won't be a change overnight. What we've learned from other states is when a commission reports, the commission thinks big, typically thinks big and thinks in a longer run sense, but to move from where we are to where we want to go is going to raise a variety of issues that we're going to have to think through. So it's not going to be overnight we're going to have a very different system, but the hope is to move us very much in the right direction and to start the process and to move it as quickly as possible to bring us into compliance with the Leandro court case.
Well, it sounds like enormously important work. We wish you all the best luck in doing it, and we'll talk to you again soon to check up in a few months.
Okay, thanks.
Up next, the economy appears to be red hot these days, at least in some parts of North Carolina. So why can't workers get ahead? Stay tuned.